News Podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Well, hello and good evening to those of you listening on our live streams from YouTube and on Ustream and on TuneIn. And, of course, all of you that download our podcast on iTunes and on Podomatic. And we're also on SoundCloud and we're on Spreaker. This is the Nightly News Podcast. I'm Jason, and also along for the ride is Rags.
What up?
Again, folks, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net, and that'll take you right to our YouTube channel. Tonight, it's Thursday, April 30th, 2015. It's the last night of April, so we continue. Oops, I made a boo-boo on our one little stream there. Sorry there. Someone wasn't hearing us. Anyway, it's Thursday. It's the last day of the month, and we got the protests that are continuing in Baltimore because of the Freddie Gray incident where something happened to the guy. And, you know, we don't know yet. There's some information is being leaked as far as with this report that's supposed to come out supposedly tomorrow. I know I've got one story here, Rags, that says, and this one's pretty, wouldn't say it's pretty new, but there's one saying that he died after his head was, quote, slammed into a bolt in the back of the police van. Now, this is coming from a report. Now, this is on The Guardian. What have you heard, Rags, as far as these different stories that are now coming out? And it's going to sound like, you know, some folks are saying this is the cover-up.
You know, that's the thing, is that, I mean, I haven't been, obviously what we read last night, you know, that he was, you know, the CNN has an interview with another person that was in custody with the police, separated by the metal thing. You know, between them in the van, who could hear him just going at it, was right next to him. Where you heard from one of the officers' wives, who is also African American, who said that, again, that this man, Freddie Gray, was slamming his head all over the place or beating against the, you know, himself. Again, what I mean, beating against, meaning him by himself in his little container. And and of course, then what we talked about right before we went on air, Jay, that tonight you had the police chief of Ferguson that says, quote unquote, "I really wish that we could tell everyone everything that happened." That was the quote unquote from Captain Eric Kowalczyk when pressed on the Freddie Gray injury report, and you can find that at Fox Baltimore. So
this comes from CNN, and this is what we know and don't know about Freddie Gray's arrest. New information released Thursday adds complexity and even more questions to the already confusing picture of what happened to Freddie Gray after his arrest. The transport van that carried Gray made a previously unknown stop along its route from where he was arrested to the police station. It was one of four stops police now are saying the van made. So do you question that, Rags? That they're not telling folks that, you know, they're like, "Ooh, yeah, we did make another stop." Do you buy?
No, the policewoman, the wife even admitted that on CNN last night in her interview. Remember, in her interview, she's covered up, so you don't know, you know, hiding her voice and her face. And now, the policeman's wife, it said, yeah, they were driving along, and since he was still out of control, they stopped.
And it goes on to continue that says, "What they haven't said yet and what remains under investigation is how Gary suffered a fatal spinal cord injury. He died while in police custody exactly 1 week after his April 12th arrest. Many believe the key to understanding what happened to Gary is understanding what happened inside the van." And you would think they'd have cameras inside these vans, Rags.
Well, jeez. You know. Well, I mean, yeah, it goes like with everything else.
Well, you know, from what I understand, there's a history with the Baltimore police, and there's been incidents in the past where they've slammed on the brakes with people in the back, and they've roughed people up in the back of those vans, so...
And, again, the police officer's wife actually even admitted that part of it.
It's
Not that they slammed it. She said she was asked if they were, if he was seatbelted. And she said no. Normally, in these type of situations, once they're inside, they just throw you in and drive, because you're in your own container, and drive away.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and you know, some people are upset about a lot of these folks calling these protesters, rioters, looters, whatever you want to call them. You know, some have been, even the president referred to them as thugs, rags, you know, thugs.
Wait a minute. Are you saying the president even called them thugs?
The president called them thugs. The mayor called them thugs. And Carl Stokes, this gentleman, he's a councilman, okay, so he's a councilman, and he exploded on CNN, and he said, why don't you just call them, and I'll just let him say it, so it may be, I haven't even heard this video, it may be bleeped out, it may not be bleeped out, so here's what he had to say.
Carefully chose to use that word. Isn't it the right word?
No, of course it's not the right word to call our children thugs. These are children who have been set aside, marginalized, who have not been engaged by us. No, we don't have to call them thugs.
But how does that justify what they did? I mean, that's a sense of right from wrong. They know it's wrong to steal and burn down a CVS and an old person's home. I mean, come on.
Come on. So calling them thugs, just call them niggers. Just call them niggers.
No,
did you hear that?
Oh!
Niggers. Just call them niggers. Come on. So calling them thugs, just call them niggers. Just call them niggers.
And she didn't know. She didn't know what to say, Rex. So that was...
Who was that? Jay, what show was that? Or who was that?
This was on CNN.
That was CNN, okay.
It looks like it was... who is that chick?
I think it's all African American women.
Aaron Burnett.
Oh, Aaron Burnett. Well, she's actually quick to... She's actually good. She's usually a great firebacker.
And, that was pretty shocking. And he was like, you know, that no, you just, if you're calling them thugs, you're calling them the N-word. And it's like, wow, I don't think so.
And, wow, then I guess that councilman better get on friggin' YouTube, because I've seen I don't know how many videos by African Americans that are calling them thugs and calling them the N-word.
So what's the disconnect here? Why do we have a disconnect? Why do we have the president, we have the mayor, who are both black, they call them thugs, but then you have a whole different set of black folks who say, no, they're not thugs. I mean, so what's the, I don't understand.
Well, generally, for anybody who commits a crime, do we still call them criminals? When you go out and you vandalize a place of employment, a place of business, when you light fires in the street and burn cars and burn fire cars, are you lawless? What are we supposed to call them?
Well, you know what some of them have been saying on TV, some of the African American folks, is that when Kentucky, you know, they had their riot or whatever, or some of these baseball, football places have riots after they win games and stuff, and they're not called thugs, you know, they're just called, you know, college kids, you know, have a little too much fun, and they're not referred to as thugs. You know, that's what some of them are saying. But what I would say is they're not burning down CVSs.
No, they're not burning down CVSs.
They're not burning down retirement homes.
Generally, they're lighting a fire in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, they're a bunch of drunken college kids, and they're just having a little bit too much fun. And again, like I said, they're not burning CVSs down. They're not burning down retirement homes. And
I mean, how many fires were there that night, Jay? 15 fires?
15 fires, like 100 cars were burnt. I mean, no, that's not the same. It's not the same. Sorry, no.
That's, to me, I think that's like, you know what I picture, Jay? That, to me, is a bunch of rebels that are trying to come over and fight us. Terrorists.
Well, you know, there is a little Muslim influence there, too, so it very well could be.
But, you know, I mean, here's that thing, you know, it's like we're saying where we can come to the middle. And you know, things can get out of hand, but where do you draw the line? It got out of hand. Here's the thing. Actually, if you admit it, you'd get more people on your side. If that councilman said, you know what, I'm sorry, you're right. These guys did commit crimes. And you know what? We need to get out there and, you know, fix the problem with our young people, help them get back on track, and end this violence now. You know, but no, he comes up, no, you're going to call them thugs, you might as well call them the N-word.
It's like he can't differentiate between, it's not like we're calling everyone that was out there thugs. No, we're calling the people that were
committing crimes,
breaking into buildings, destroying property, burning, they're thugs. People that are just walking and protesters, they're protesters, okay? There is a difference.
You know, if it was another country, Jay, they would have been shot on sight. Can you imagine if that was China? Oh! Bam, 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 bam. I mean, you think Tiananmen Square. You know, and that's what I don't... How do these people even understand the freedom that they have in this country? It appalls me. You're not even an American citizen by some of the comments that you make and by the actions that you do. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Do you got a story there lined up?
Well, let's feed into the... Let's just pile it all on.
Yep.
Jay, it's official. Police were ordered to stand down and let the Baltimore riots rage out of control. Of course, that's been going on. Started last night a little bit, but of course, everybody picked it up today. Got this one over at the... Where did I get this one? From the Intel Hub. We now have the official confirmation that the riot in Baltimore on Monday was purposely allowed to spiral out of control. Up until now, there have been some unconfirmed reports that the police in Baltimore had been ordered to stand down during the riots, but nobody had been willing to come forward and go on record. Now that has all changed. Michael Lewis is the sheriff of Wimico County, Maryland, and what he has to say is absolutely jaw-dropping.
Uh-oh.
When he saw what happened in Baltimore, he gathered up some of his fellow officers and drove down the city to help. But when he got there, he says that all of the police were been ordered not to take any action and to let the rioters destroy property. Lewis made his outstanding claim during a discussion on the Baltimore radio station, 105.7 The Fan. Lewis says that he had never heard the mayor give any particular orders, but he is very clear about the fact that the police that he was talking to were being instructed to stand down and let them, quote-unquote, destroy property.
Yeah, it's just property.
Oh, don't worry about it. Quote unquote, he said he was sick to his stomach like everybody else. This was urban warfare. No question about it. They were coming in absolutely beaten down. The city officers got out of their vehicle, thanked us profusely for being there, apologized to us for having to be there. They said we were very capable of handling this. Sorry, I'm trying to reread what he said here. But we were told to stand down repeatedly. Told to stand down, the other officer from Baltimore said. I have never heard that the order came from anyone. We just went out to our post as soon as we got there, so I never heard the mayor actually say that. But repeatedly, these guys, and they were how many high-ranking officials and from the Baltimore City Police Department, and these guys told me that they were essentially neutered from the start, quote-unquote. They were sprayed from the start. They were told to stand down. You will not take any action. Let them destroy property. I couldn't believe what I'm hearing. So there you go. This also made it over to Fox News. I believe he was interviewed. A senior law enforcement officer also quoted Fox News. But so there you go, Jay. They were told that now you're getting it from the police that they were actually told to stand down, destroy my city.
I also read somewhere that they were told that they were only allowed to wear a certain type of their outfit.
Yes, they were told. Yeah.
Yeah, they were only allowed to wear a certain thing.
I think lighter riot gear. They weren't actually supposed to go full riot gear at all.
Yep. Yeah, the full riot gear didn't come out till day two. When you could definitely tell there was a different group of people as far as.
So what do you think, Jay? Shouldn't this mayor shield some of the blame? Remember her problem? The comments she made almost a week ago, Saturday. Come this weekend.
You know,
let them stand back and, you know, let them give them space so they can do what they need to do. That was Saturday when there was already people in the streets.
As far as whether they were told to stand down, that's hearsay. We don't have any. There's no evidence. We just have people. That's the only problem there.
No, they said right there in the quote, the officer was told from their other high-ranking police officers in Baltimore's police department, they were told to stand down.
Well, those high-ranking officers...
Not coming from the mayor. Remember, they said they never heard the mayor saying it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That supposedly it comes from the mayor, but there's no, it's just he said it comes from the mayor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hate that kind of evidence, and even though it's possible, she probably did. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, from what she said in that one press conference that, they pretty much gave space to everyone to pretty much destroy the city.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, along with all the other things that were going on with this thing, I don't know. It's just, it'd just be interesting to see how this all goes from forward.
Well, do you have anything else on this protest of Freddie Gray?
On Ferguson? I mean, Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
I don't see anything else. I look at myself. I don't think I do. I think, Jay, that we can hopefully end our week with just that last story from Baltimore.
Good, good. Well, I've got one here. Well, let's see. I guess the death toll now, Rags, I guess we could talk about this for a few minutes before we take our one-minute break here. The death toll now from that magnitude 7-point earthquake is now up to almost 6,200. So,
wow, yeah, that just jumped like 1,200 in less than 24 hours, didn't it?
Yeah, and but amazingly, they have found some people alive. They've found a...
Oh, I did not hear that.
They found a teenager alive today, 18-year-old. They found him alive. So 5 days later, they found him alive. So it's pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. Well, good for that. Right on. Wow, yeah, I kind of was wondering about the death toll there because all of a sudden it... yesterday it was 5,000, I mean, it's just over 5,000, like 5,017, and then almost another 1,200 more people. I mean, sad. I mean,
well, they say there's over 1 million without food right now. There's 1 million people right now without food.
Yeah, I know, and they want, if I read the report right, they wanted like, I want to say it was like $614 million in food relief, something like that.
Yeah,
And that would hold them for 30. That would hold them for 3 months.
Wow.
So I guess if you break that down, that's a dollar time. I don't know how many people there's six. How many people are affected?
Over 1 million.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, there's some number that they put to it, but I was calculating out. I thought, holy mackerel, that's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food. I mean, I couldn't.
Well, I guess we look at the numbers. I mean, when you're feeding 1 million people, I mean, what is a lot of food? But, I always wonder over the years, think about how many things the United States has given money to over the years.
Trillions.
No, I mean,
right?
Seriously, every major world catastrophe, especially the natural disasters, hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, whatever, and it's just interesting. It'd be interesting to know how much money that the United States has actually spent on stuff.
Well, I've got the story here from the guy that was saved from the rubble days after, it's just going really slow. On day six of Nepal's tragedy, life triumphed as rescuers pulled a 15-year-old from the rubble of a multi-story residential building in one of the hard-hit neighborhoods. Of course, a large crowd erupted in cheers as she was as I don't know is a she it doesn't say anyway she was alive or he was alive, and it's pretty amazing after 6 days. So this must be a new one. This looks like this one was just come out, so just
no,
not too long ago, 10 o'clock tonight. So yeah, this person was just found within just a few hours ago.
Right on, another good one. It's always good to hear people that can make it.
All right, folks. Well, hey, we need to take our little short break here, so we will be back here in just a short few minutes. So just stand by.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
All right, folks.
Is that a new one, Jay? I don't know if I've heard that one before.
I haven't played this one in quite some time. It's just a... I don't think there's any vocals or anything to it. It's just instruments.
Oh, okay.
My dog...
Right on.
My dog here, he's just bringing me his toy to play. He's been very active here, so I don't know what his deal is. He just looks at me like, hey, come on, let's play. All right. Well, I got a story here, Rags, I want to play, and this is with a good old Senator Rand Paul, and he has a question for the Homeland Security Secretary Johnson, and the question has to do with the Fourth Amendment, so I'll just go ahead and let the video play. I'm not sure how much I'm going to let it play. It's like a 7-minute video, but I'm going to let a little bit of it play to get his response, and it's a pretty good exchange between the two of them. So here it is.
The Fourth Amendment applies to third-party records.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by third-party records, sir. What do you mean?
The telephone company records.
You're asking me a legal question.
It's a pretty big question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sorry, Senator. I'm not sure I know how to answer that.
Do you believe the government has the right to have bulk collection of records from millions of individuals without a warrant?
I see. I respectfully say that is beyond my competence as the Secretary of Homeland Security to answer in any intelligent legal way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to hazard a legal judgment on that.
Here's the problem, though. I mean, your agency's in charge of cooperating and being part of this. And that's the whole debate we have in our country is over whether you should do this. And your testimony, you complain about encryption. Why do you think that companies are choosing to go in the direction of more encryption? It's because they feel you're taking our information without a warrant. So I would hazard that, and I would propose that there is no person named Verizon. So you do not have an individualized warrant under the Fourth Amendment when you say to Mr. Verizon, we want hundreds of millions of records. And this is a debate, and it's an important one. And if we're going to complain about encryption, or we're going to complain about individuals wanting privacy, we really need to have a thorough discussion and understanding of the Fourth Amendment and the complaints by many of us that you're doing something without a warrant. The other thing I would say is with encryption, if you get a warrant, I'm one of the biggest civil libertarians there is, but if you have a warrant, I'm fine with you getting and unencrypting data from people. I'm also fine with you going 20 hops into the data. I don't care how deep you go into it. Just call a judge. What we need to do is have a system where judges are on call 24 hours a day, but still there's a judge.
So that was pretty much most of it. There's another 5 minutes of the exchange. But basically, you know, he's just asking, you know, does the government have the right to just bulk collect information? And I don't think they do.
Fuck no.
Oh.
That guy's a thug. That department, the head of Homeland Security chief, he's a thug.
You can't say thug.
He is a government thug. Oh, did you listen to the words out of you know, I'm not exactly sure what legal.
That's a legal question, and I don't know if I should answer that.
I'm not qualified. Wait a minute, you're head of Homeland Security, or you're the Homeland Security chief.
We'll see, you know, the senator said hops there, and that's what I don't think a lot of people understand maybe what he means when he says hops, but. When they get a warrant for someone, per se, so they get a warrant for me, so they get a warrant for my cell phone, and then they say, well, we want a warrant for 3 hops. That means, I'm trying to explain this in layman's, 3 hops would be like if I called Rags, he would be involved in that hop then, and then anyone that he called would be involved in the hop. So I think that's the 3 hop.
And then my broker, E.F. Hutton, because when he speaks...
Hello? Oh, hello?
Yeah, I'm
no, my mic is screwing up here. So, yeah, I don't know if this is going to come of anything. You know, it's great to see Senator Rand Paul challenge these guys.
Yeah, no, that's good. When you get in, anytime you get up there and keep our privacy and our freedom, you know, and like I said, he has no problem, and I agree with him. He has no problem with you when you have a warrant. But to go out there and go to Mr. Verizon or Mr. AT&T, as he put it, it doesn't matter, or Mr. T-Mobile, it doesn't matter. But just to go over to them and say, please give me your phone records, and they just turn it over to you without a warrant, no, that is not justified.
Absolutely not.
You know, but you know what, you got a warrant? Come over, look at my butthole. I don't care. You got a warrant? Look.
Ew.
You know, I don't give a crap.
Well,
I mean, sometimes they just take it so far, you know? I mean, it's just what it is, what it is. What do you do? How? AJ, I got...
What you got? We got
a few minutes. How about those Walmarts? You know, we got this topic with those Walmarts.
Oh, yeah, I've got the video loaded up,
too. I got the video loaded up. So, as you guys all know, if you've been paying attention to news, whether the Walmarts that were supposedly, quote-unquote, closed for plumbing, now they're getting 8 to 9 foot tall fences erected around them in the back of the store.
Erected.
So, now I don't. Okay, last time I checked, what does a fence have to do with plumbing? Okay. Anyways, here's the story. This is actually from the Intel Hub. Pardon the pun, as they say, but I'm on the fence with this one, people. I have to say, it doesn't get any stranger than this. From Wichita, Kansas. And, of course, YouTuber Dabu posted his video recently that
Dabu.
Shows an...
Dabu.
Dabu
7.
Dabu 7. Which shows an 8-foot tall fence, which is being erected to the local Walmart store, which appears to be a contractor of some type putting it up. This is just the beginning stages of just getting up, Dabu 7 says. In the video, the poles, which may be as long as 9 feet tall, can later be topped off with something else, but what is it? Upon closer inspection of the video, it appears that the arrangement is set up for such a configuration, but what is it and can't be sure of what it is. However, if so, you could quite possibly be looking at what will soon be a big, tall security 8-foot, 9-foot tall barbed wire fence. But again, hey, you know, nobody can confirm this. You know, you just take a look at the video. And again, this is additionally at the rear of the store, which is the same one which was used at the same type of stuff used at the entrance, rear entrance of the Florida Walmart that closed. So you have the Kansas City one and the Walmart. And in the video, you can also see a bunch of containers. So what's with the fence? And again, I thought they had plumbing issues, Jay. Play the video.
I'm playing the video here.
Was it silent? Okay,
no, I've been playing it without sound. I wanted you to be able to speak and then play the video at the same time. I think what we're going to do, we're going to take our break here, of the hour break. We are at the bottom of the hour, folks. So we're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll come back and discuss this a little bit more because I want to hear the video of what Dabu 7 has to say about it. So join us back here in about 5 minutes, folks, for those who are watching and listening live. And if you're listening on the podcast, well, we'll be back here in just a short 8 seconds. So we'll be right back.
8 seconds.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
The truth is, I'm not really sure what happened.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what happened 70 years ago today, Rags?
No clue.
Adolf Hitler committed suicide.
Don't say.
I don't say. April 30th, 1945, German dictator Adolf Hitler committed suicide. At least, that's what we're told anyway.
Dude, he's on a beach in Argentina.
Yeah, probably sipping on some margaritas. No, I just seen that headline. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that. Interesting, who cares? But I seen it, so I had to say something about it. Before we went on break, folks, we were talking about about the Walmart closures, and I guess Dabu7 has a short video here, and I haven't even heard it myself, so we're just going to let it play. It's about a minute and 44 seconds. Again, this is from Dabu7 on YouTube. So let me get this playing here, and here we go.
This is Dabu7. Shout out to one of my anonymous subs that is keeping us updated here with these containers at the Kansas Walmart. Now, they're all still sitting there. They've not been used here in days and days since the last time I did a video on this. They haven't been used to ship away product or anything like that. They're all still sitting there. And now we see all these skids and finally a peek into these containers.
What's in the containers?
Now, what are they doing here? Well, it has nothing to do with anything we've heard of thus far with everything going on.
There's the fence.
But they're building a fence. They are putting up fencing.
Oh my God.
Behind this wall, and there's already a wall and a brick wall all the way around the place. They're putting up fencing. This is just the beginning stages of putting it up. They can top it off in the end.
It looks like the fence has wheels.
This is what's going on at this Kansas Walmart. Wanted to share it with you guys, give you guys the update. I appreciate all the information you guys are sending in. As I get it, I'll continue to share it. And until next time, this has been Dabu7. Eyes open.
Eyes open. So that was again from Dabu7.
Going totally CG on us, man.
you know, I don't put too much into it. So they're putting the fence up. Whippy fucking dude.
Until I see some barbed wires and some security cameras.
Yeah,
and some
that,
security guards.
Some patrol moats and some guard towers. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I heard another a theory on why some of these Walmarts closed, and it has to do with the unions. Did you hear that theory?
Yeah, I did. And I think we talked about that, too, that when we last talked about it, before we went on vacation, we said, that they were closing these stores down so they could put the foot to the union stores.
Yep, basically that's some of these stores. I guess were really going to be unionized, and they just basically shut them down. They closed the store, laid off 2,000 employees, I think it was. And of course, the conspiracy theories come out that and now we've got them building fences, and so who knows what they're up to, man?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out.
So what you got?
Let's see. What else I got here? I have. How about this? And, Jay, if you can click on that link, I think you can get – I'm not sure if there's a video with that. You can see the – there's a video. Or it's a picture, I think. I'm not sure if there's a video or a picture. Scientists confirm submarine volcanic eruption 300 miles off the coast of Washington State. A massive quiet lava burst underneath the ocean. Here in Seattle, Washington, this is from the Extinction Protocol. More than 80 scientists from around the world gathered in Seattle last week to discuss a thrilling development. For the first time, the seafloor instruments were providing real-time look at the most active submarine volcano off the northwest coast, and all signs indicate it might erupt soon. But even the researchers mostly closely monitoring the axial seamount were stunned by what happened next. Beginning Thursday, April 23rd of last week, the day after the workshop ended, the new sensors recorded 8,000 small earthquakes in a 24-hour period.
Wow.
The volcano's cauldron, which had been swelling rapidly from an influx of magma, collapsed like a deflated balloon. All the alarm bells were going off, said Oregon State University volcanologist Bill Chadwick, who along with his colleague predicted last year that the volcano would erupt in 2015. It was very exciting. Scientists are still debating whether to describe what transpired as the eruption, which means molten rock flowed into the seafloor. No instruments were destroyed, and there was no obvious temperature spike, so the magma might have oozed into submarine fissures, forming what's called a dike. Chadwick is among those who suspect lava did burst out, but probably north of where the new instruments are clustered. He said this was a new movement. A lot of magma moved, and that makes a lot of us think that it had to have erupted somewhere. The only way to find out for sure is to visit the site with a research vessel, which he and his colleagues will do this summer. But despite the ambiguity, the ability to monitor the submarine upheaval is unfolded marks and a major milestone for the United States' first underwater observatory. So, and it shows a picture there how far off the coast is. And I don't know, Jay. I mean, you know, we've got my next story. We'll talk about that volcano in Chile went off again today.
Oh yeah, really did it.
Yeah, the volcano went. So I mean, we've got a lot of some things going on in this planet, man. You know, it's not so.
There's been some earthquakes today. My little app has been going off today quite a few times. I think we had an earthquake right before we went on the air.
Oh really?
Let's see. I have to look here on my app. But yeah, I think there's definitely. I don't know. You know, like I said, I've said before. I think the sun has a big influence on our earthquakes. How big? I have, you know, I have the slightest idea, but it has to have some type of effect when it shoots off these giant, burst of magma or whatever you want to call it. I mean, you seen that one that you showed me the other night. I don't know if that was on the air or not. We may have already went off the air.
I think that one, yeah.
Got that,
and then we got this one, and again, it erupted again. So here it is right here. That was my other story here. So
So we had
another strong explosion eruption.
I'm sorry. What's I just that? Wanted to bring up. Yeah, there was a 5.0 over in Indonesia 57 minutes ago.
So, 5.0.
Yeah, not too big, but you know the fives are they always get my attention. But yeah, go ahead with your next one there.
So yeah, so another strong explosion eruption on the Calabuco volcano in Chile. So if you go to that story, you click on it, Jay, you can show the readers there. You can see the different pictures of it erupting again today. Which, you know, they sent ash all the way to Brazil. So, you know, with all these volcanoes eruption, not only that, Kilauea. Did you see that also this week? Kilauea's pool of magma is at the top of the crater, about ready to spill over.
No, I didn't see that.
So, man, we got volcanoes going off, earthquakes, you know. I see earth changes.
Definitely.
Not climate. Not global warming. I see climate changes.
Now I'm just looking at the website here and showing the folks what you're reading. I'm showing the video for the folks so they can read along and also see some of these pictures here.
Yeah, again, this is the third eruption from the volcano since it came back to life on April 22nd of last week. This, again, after 43 years of sleep. The estimated height of the plume got up to 5 kilometers. And that the aviation color code still remains at red for that area, which means do not fly near it.
Just looking at some of these video pictures, man, it's just amazing.
So, yeah, so again, more volcanoes. It's just interesting.
Just looking here at some of these pictures and showing the folks here, and now I'll come back to myself here. So what do you think, these volcanoes that go off, they have to have, even if they have to have their own type of change for our environment themselves, right?
Yeah, you know, I believe so. I mean, you know, again, with the sun keeps burping, and every time it burps, sends a little electromagnetic shot to our poles, which streams through the core of the Earth, and who knows? You know, I mean, you got to think that something's got to happen somehow, some way. But we know it seems like the sun. Every time it's got a burp, we get a major volcanic eruption, or we get an earthquake. You know, it seems like they won't say that it's directly related, but most people will agree that they are related.
No, they don't want to scare freak people out. So.
Well, of course not. They don't want to freak people out, Jay.
No, they don't want to cause too much panic.
They don't want to. They don't want people to think it's going to be 2012.
Not yet.
Like the movie, you know.
Do you think that movie? There's any plausibility to that movie? You think any of that could really happen?
You know,
how the Earth's crust just, you know, like California just tipped over and it was.
And here's the thing, you know, and again, if you go back to how I believe the Earth is growing, I go back to again. It's been scientifically proved that all the continents were together and then they broke apart over millions of years. to form what we see the continents as they are today. Again, as the Earth grows, as more magma evolves, as it, we already know that it comes just like last week that another island is out there in the Pacific, three of them actually, that are coming. I mean, as the Earth expands and grows, I just think this is something that's actually just something natural with Earth, and the Earth actually is getting bigger.
Interesting. How is it getting bigger?
Well, like me and you talked, we already know that Japan and Italy and all these underwater cities, Atlantis, that were, you know, some 1,500 to, what, 5,000 feet deep in the ocean.
Yeah.
So at one time, you know, we were that far, that low. You know, we know of in the Bible that they talk of a flood. Maybe it, you know, maybe the somehow the Earth let out whatever happened to the planet to get a lot of rain going. Now, I'm not sure exactly how that would work, but and obviously more and more rain got filled up. And
can't volcanoes cause rain? Like a volcano goes off, can it like generate its own weather? Pretty much.
No. Those are pyroclastic. You don't want to, those are nasty. No, those are the thunder and lightning you see. That's not a storm. That's a pyroclastic cloud. That's bad juju.
Bad juju. Okay.
That's bad juju. You don't want to fly through that stuff. That's ash.
Oh no, definitely not. You definitely don't want to fly through that. That's.
But I mean, it doesn't. Yeah, if anything, it bad to breathe. And I don't know. You know, I wouldn't know. I'm not Bill Nye the Science Guy, but
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
But I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night.
Oh, yeah. How was it? Hey, I've got this next story here. You know, the messenger of fate. You know, NASA spacecraft smashes into planet Mercury. Yeah, man, that poor thing. Its fuel tank's empty and its options gone. NASA's messenger spacecraft smashed into planet Mercury on Thursday afternoon after valiantly fighting off the inevitable. Engineers calculated the spacecraft traveling a scorching 8,700 miles per hour bombed into the planet's heavily pocket-marked surface at 3:26 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday. It was not a gentle goodbye. The impact was expected to pulverize the car-sized spaceship and gouge out a 50-foot crater big enough to accommodate a school bus. And it's near Mercury's North Pole. Engineers calculated that the spacecraft belly flopped onto the cratered terrain on the far side of Mercury when the ship was out of contact with Earth. They did confirm its death. It's interesting. It died. It's death. And they could not pick up a signal from the craft. So we lost the messenger, Rags. The messenger is gone. He's dead.
Oh, that's
it's
too bad.
Dead. It's interesting that they just how much they spent on that thing and just to crash it into the planet, you know?
Yeah, no, I guess you know that. Here's the real thing: was it on purpose, and what's actually in it?
Yeah, really. What was really the purpose of crashing into this planet? Maybe they sent out some, I don't know, some type of disease out to space, and crashed it on this planet.
Yeah, I know it. About how much money was spent on that?
Let's find out.
A bazillion dollars. Something like that, probably.
I'm looking. I'm sorry.
It's a slow news day, but it's obviously been a long week for some. As we wind out our week.
Oh, $446 million.
Although I just saw on breaking news, a dead man was found in a truck near the Baltimore CVS store.
Oh, shit.
The death is being investigated as suspicious.
No.
That was just released 35 minutes ago.
Oh, great.
And there's your earthquake, too. A 5.0 strike 76 miles south of Pulau Jero, Indonesia.
Just now talking about that?
What's that?
They just now talking about it?
Yeah, that was just now put up 40 minutes ago on breaking news. So, look at that. So now we got a dead man found on a truck near the Baltimore CVS store.
Well, let's see if I can pick it up here. Interesting. this on CNN?
It was a tweet by Colin Campbell of the Baltimore Sun. Yeah, an adult male found in a truck near the CVS on Pennsylvania Ave is being investigated as a suspicious death. Isn't that... Okay, so now is that the same CVS store that caught fire?
Probably.
I think it is. Yeah, Penn and North.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Okay. Okay, so with all the media that has been on that corner
and
the police...
Someone got shot.
You're telling me that now there's an adult male found dead there?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Wow. Okay. I'm surprised this hasn't made the news. I mean, 35 minutes, I'm sure it's still developing, but... Interesting.
Yeah, I'm
interesting.
Looking things over here on my side and see if there's anything interesting hitting the news wires. Police had a police... in Philadelphia, they had police clashing with supporters in Philly. I guess Philly had some protests, and Cincinnati, the closest city to me, had some protests today, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how we go on from here. We'll see how as more news comes out. And I'm not sure if they're going to have anything disclosed tomorrow on the
the medical examiner is going to possibly release his findings.
Oh, he may. Oh, the
oh,
coroner.
Yeah. Uh huh.
It's possible he may release his findings.
Yep.
Ruh-roh.
They could either.
Great, and isn't that perfect timing? Release on a weekend.
Perfect timing.
Release it on a Friday, Saturday night. We're gonna get
It's supposed to be nice, and then the 70s and 80s.
Get some drinks going.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna go out and have a good time.
Oh Lord. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun weekend. I have a feeling. I mean, fun and not good. Oh man, I'd hate to be the people living in those cities who just want to live. You know.
Well, yeah, that's just...
Live, go to work, and do their, you know, put their kids through school, and... But these darn cops, they keep killing them, so...
Well, I mean, I'm not sure how it, I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to... we just see Ferguson happening all over again. And that's the biggest thing, is, I mean, it just feels like they want it to happen all over again. I don't know why, you know, we just need more lead. I don't know. Sometimes it's kind of hard to fight the man.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is just hard to fight the man. What do you do? What do you do?
There ain't much you can do, man, to fight the man. There really ain't. I don't know. Probably, you know, burning cities down isn't the way to do it. I don't care.
Another interesting story, some more space stuff, which I thought was kind of cool. Jeff Bezos, you know, the owner of Amazon.
Yeah.
He launched his rocket.
Oh, yeah? He's got a rocket?
He launched it secretly from his own, you know, spaceport out in West Texas. And I believe it was today. And it was successful, except for the same thing. So we know how SpaceX is launching. And actually, there's video right here. I'll give you the article right here. Put it in Skype. And paste. There you go. There it is. And it's got a video of there of it going. They're trying to do the same thing to make it economical. So the boosters did not – they did not come back, or they're toast. So they're trying to do the same thing, but it was successful. It did go 93 kilometers. Is that correct? Yes. It reached Mach 3 and reached a height of 93 kilometers. And then once it finished the clapper, the parachute came out, and then it returned safely to Earth. But, again, the hydraulic pressure.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, command start. 2, 1, 0. Engine running.
Here we go.
Man, check that thing out.
Off.
That's a pretty cool looking rocket there.
He's cleared the tower.
It is, and then Blue Origin, they're here in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, Amazon owner.
And they've been working on it for quite some time, it looks like, since what?
Yeah.
2000?
Max Q, 26,000 feet.
Yep, they totally launched it today. See, they have their own spaceport.
Mach 1.
Right, he's already at Mach 1. 40 seconds into it.
Tilt angles under 4 degrees, looking good. 40,000 feet.
Damn, he's already at 40,000 feet.
Out. Passing 100,000 feet.
Jesus.
Main engine cut out, 200,000 feet.
He's already at 200,000.
Velocity, 2,500 feet per second.
Wow.
Showing thermal separation. Booster confirms. Booster is now 250,000 feet and slowing at 1,500 feet per second.
1,500 feet per second.
Apogee, 304,000 feet. CC apogee, 307.
The rocket reaches a maximum height of 307,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Passing 150,000 feet on the booster. At Mach 3.
Mach 3. Jeez. Oh, I see parachute.
Drove deploy.
You know, what gets me is what's interesting that it goes up that far high, but still able to land back at their area.
How does it do that?
It's interesting, I guess.
I guess
don't know.
You have to really time. Yeah, it's all, I guess you have to just.
They must have boosters on it that it's able to, guide it down a little bit, kick it to the left, kick it to the right.
Well, that's like the guy that, remember the guy that took the balloon way up into, how many miles did he go up, 20 or 23 miles up into space, and he jumped?
Yeah.
And he, he was able to jump right where he took off from. It was pretty crazy.
So there we go, Blue Origin. Nobody knew it was going to happen. He launched his own rocket today, Jeff Bezos, the main CEO of Amazon.
That sneaky little dog, Now, I wonder if he had told the government.
Oh, I'm sure, but it was. But this is his own. He's got a license with the state of Texas, and he has his own. He has his own space. Whatever they call it. What is it? He has his own spaceport. Out in West Texas.
Interesting. I want my spaceport, but I guess he's the Amazon, right? He's the Amazon guy. He owns Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's got
CEO, the
billions,
founder.
Billions and billions and billions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Rags, we're just right here coming to the top of the hour. It is now midnight, and it's time for us to end our show. We'll be back Monday at the same time, 11 p.m. That'll be our next live show. Will be Monday at 11 p.m. Also, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. Just go to youtube.disclosuremedia.net, and that will take you right to our YouTube channel. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for Disclosure Media. That's us. You can also download our Android app for your Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store and search for Disclosure Radio. That's our radio app. You can listen to us live with that app. And you can also get our breaking news that we post and our latest news that we have on our website. You can get all that right there on our Android app. Hey, folks. So, again, we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. And don't do anything we wouldn't do. So, with that, have a good night, folks.
See ya!